Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum.
May Allah bless us with a good show. I put myself on mute. Assalamu alaikum.
And me. Walaikum assalam. Thank you so much. Alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Hey, assalamu alaikum. Can you hear?
Yeah.
Okay. We're at the Blog Talk Radio now. We're just getting started. So I want everybody to stay on the line. And we're getting ready to hook everybody up right about now. So inshallah, everything will go smooth. Okay, brothers and sisters, we're going to call the second adhan in just a moment. So stay on the line, please. Thank you.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Brothers and sisters, welcome to our Jummah today. Thank you for calling in. May Allah bless each and every one of us. I hope I called the adhan correctly. May Allah forgive me for any errors or mistakes that we're making here. If you can, put your phone on mute or keep it as quiet as you can. And again, thank you for calling in. This is the Jummah prayer service that Muslims make every Friday all over the world. And we're expecting a few more calls to come in. So we're getting ourselves organized here. This is the Jummah prayer in Los Angeles, California. And this is our, today is the Friday, the 26th of January. And this is 2024. I've written 23 so many times, but we just had the new year for the Gregorian calendar. And for the Muslim calendar, this is the 15th of Rajab. 15th of Rajab. And the year 1445. So we hope we got everything straight there. And we want to go ahead and get started with the Jummah. And we're going to open up with the legitimate khutbah that Prophet Muhammad, the prayers of peace be upon him, always used. Prayers and peace be upon him. And it goes as follows. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. And in the English translation, we're saying, truly praise be to Allah. We seek his help and his forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own souls and from our bad deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides will never be led astray, and whomsoever Allah leaves astray, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah. He has no partners in his rule. He has no partners in his rule. And we bear witness, I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and his messenger. And peace be upon the righteous servants of Allah. And we testify that there's nothing, no thing worthy of worship except Allah. And we testify that Muhammad is his servant and his messenger. And when we say Muhammad, we're talking about the one to whom the Holy Quran was revealed over 1,400 years ago. And brothers and sisters, we thank Allah for guiding us to this way of life. And today we just wanted to talk about staying firm, standing up and staying firm. And we want to open up by saying, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. From Allah, or to Allah we belong, and to Allah is our return. Sometimes you hear it translated as from Allah we come, and unto Allah is our return. And we say that, the Holy Quran tells us to say that whenever we are faced with a calamity. And right now all over the world, we know that there's a lot of calamity and death, injury, misery going on. And we think we have a problem, but think about the people in other places like Palestine. Think about the evils that are being heaped upon them by the children of Israel. And, you know, as Muslims, we're taught that when someone does something wrong to you or when you're fighting in a war, don't take that war or that oppression, don't take that war or that subjugation of an enemy any farther than is necessary. But other people, you know, they worship themselves. So you even speak ill about them and they go crazy. They go nuts. They want to make war on you for forever or to wipe you out completely. The mentality of the children of Israel, you know, you don't hear them say that they are God or that they are God's chosen people, but they teach the whole world to say that about them. You know, you get a bigger audience when everybody around you says somebody's great. But if they say it themselves, then the people can say that they're conceited or that they are self-worshipping. So they don't do that. They know better than that. They are like the smartest, I put it like this, the most intelligent evil creatures on earth, the children of Israel. And Allah tells us about that in the Holy Quran. It talks about them historically being people who would change things from their right times or their right times and places, change things from their proper place, change things from where they belong to where they wanted to be in the name of their evil father, the devil. And to make sure that you are not mistaken about it, that they're the children of Satan. And Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, said that about them. And you know, the whole world, much of the world respects Jesus. And some of them even worship Jesus. So for Jesus to say, peace be upon him, for him to say that the children of Israel are the devils, the children of the devil, that's pretty big. So we as Muslims, we want to make sure, we want to make sure that everybody knows who we're talking about. And you see, just like I told you, or just like I mentioned in one of the previous khutbahs, that how they're hiding out now. They won't tell you anything bad about themselves. They'll only tell you, and if they do, it'll only be a little bit so that you could say, oh, well, they're not like that. They do this. They are evil, and they have blackened out the media. They blackened out any independent voice that would let you know what's really going on in the world, and they knock out your light, so to speak, knock out the information. They knock out truth. They try to knock out truth or to darken, and Allah says it, that yuriduna liyutfi'u nurullahi biafwahihi, that they would try to blow out the light, put out the light, knock out the light, destroy the light of the truth, destroy the truth, destroy justice so you can't see them or see what they're doing or see the or weigh the situation on your own. Or hear something unbiased. Allah says they try to blow out your ability or the ability of the average person, even the above average person. They blow out the light so that whole governments of people and whole groups of righteous people can't see the kinds of evil things that they do. And they don't feel bad about it. Allah says that when a good person does something wrong, they feel bad about it. And in fact, Prophet Muhammad, the prayers of the peace be upon him, the last messenger of Allah, the final messenger of Allah, the one who is the example for the whole wide world, he says a believer, a true believer, is one whose good deeds please him and their bad deeds grieve him. The believer is one whose good deeds please him or her, and their bad deeds grieve them. But the children of Israel don't feel bad about their bad deeds, and they do bad deeds over and over and over again. And they've done that for thousands and thousands of years. They've been unjust. They've been evil. They have been hypocritical. I'm not saying that. Prophets like Jesus and David and others call them hypocrites and weak ones. Musa called them weak and disobedient. So don't feel sorry for them. They'll give you enough information to feel sorry for them because they always play the victim. And they'll tell you that you're being anti-Semitic or you're being unfair to them or you're being hateful or you're being evil against them when actually it's the children of Israel who are evil against most of the known world and try to destroy any kind of righteousness and truth and decency. So, brothers and sisters, keep being Muslim. Stand up. Stand up and keep being Muslim. Don't be afraid. Remember that Allah says you should worship Allah. We don't worship people. We don't worship races. We don't worship other cultures. We worship the creator of the heavens and the earth, Allah, and his representative, his final representative, his best representative is Muhammad, the one that the Quran revealed to, peace be upon him. And we have other representatives, Moses, Jesus, Abraham, Adam, Noah, Suleiman, all of these men, Jacob, Yusuf, peace be upon all of them, messengers of Allah, and there are more. We can look at their stories and we can see what is to be fair, what is to be righteousness, to be justice, what is to be honesty and integrity, dignity, what is to be real life, what is to be happiness. We can see that through the stories and the things that Allah says about those stories so that we will have a just mentality in our heads. Brothers and sisters, I'm here to share with you the teachings of the Holy Quran, the teachings of our way of life, Al-Islam. Our religion is set up the same way. It's an integral part of the whole natural creation. That's who you are. Our way of life is part and parcel of the natural creation. Allah set everything up to work properly. And he's given us the words that if we study them and practice them, learn them, teach them, remember them, then our mentality will be fair, healthy, just. It will be set up on justice and honesty, integrity. We have to obey Allah as much as we can. We are not to be weak. If you're in an environment that's kind of loud, if you can, muffle your sound. And what I'm going to do is turn the speaker off so the radio can't pick it up. Thank you. Thank you so much. Alhamdulillah. It's not your fault. I just forget sometimes to turn off the external speaker so I can hear what's going on in the environment. I hope we haven't lost the signal. Okay, we're good. Alhamdulillah. So I just try to make sure and turn off the speakers because sometimes when the phone rings, if I have it turned down, I can hear it beep through the speaker or something like that. But brothers and sisters, let us be honest. Let us be strong. Don't be weak. This is the wrong time in the world to be weak. Now, Allah tells us we're going to be tested, but we're not to fold up and just give up and want to die. Allah says in the Holy Quran, do not wish for death. It'll come soon enough. You probably could remember when you were 2 or 3 years old, maybe younger than that, a year old, something had happened, something significant that happened to you, or something amazing, or something scary, you know. Don't wish for death. Death will find you. Allah says even if you're in towers built up strong and high, death will still find you. And the ones who bear with life, who do the best we can using the knowledge that we have, and all of the answers for the tests in life are inside of the Holy Quran. Unfortunately, some people don't believe that, so they want to go on their own idea about life or their own feelings or what they hear on the TV or what they read on the internet or in the news, you know, and that's how Satan tricks you, because he has so much devil intellect, so much evil intellect, that he puts lies in the news that seem like they're really, really real. They seem so true. If the devil wasn't an expert at that, he couldn't fool you. But he is an expert, and Allah has given him freedom to come at us. Allah has given him the freedom to fool us so much that we start becoming ungrateful to Allah for the truth, the reality, the real reality that Allah has blessed us with, or has given us. So read the Holy Quran, and Allah says every concern, he says there's no matter in the Quran that has not been dealt with or has not been answered correctly with truth and the best explanation of that truth. So let us obey Allah. Let us, to the best of our ability, live what Allah has ordered us to live as Muslims so we can continue to be the best people on the planet. And Allah says it right in the Holy Quran. You are the best community evolved or brought up or brought forth for the benefit of mankind. In other words, you are number one, and everybody else has to follow you. But they're only going to be following you correctly if you're practicing what Allah has said and given you in the Holy Quran. Allah says in the Holy Quran that he has made the whole creation, heaven and earth, out of nothing else but truth. So if you follow the reality that Allah gives you, then the lies and the falsehood cannot trick you. So we thank Allah over and over again for guiding us and for helping us. And let us keep an idea on what we're doing in life, an idea on what we're doing in life, so we can learn to guide ourselves by the light of what Allah has revealed. Allah says in the Holy Quran, if any fail to judge by the light of what he has revealed, they are no better than wrongdoers. He says, if any fail to judge by the light, that means the knowledge, the truth, by the words in the Holy Quran, his own mind. If you fail to judge by the mind that Allah has loaned to you, the Holy Quran says Allah makes loans to you to see what you're going to do with that. The treasure, the best thing that exists, Allah lends it to you. He says if you do right with it, he'll multiply you over and over again in righteousness and goodness. And when you make a mistake or you commit a sin or you make an error, ask Allah to forgive you. Sincerely ask Allah to forgive you. We're not gods. We are servants of the Creator. We can choose to obey or disobey. We can be strong or we can be weak. We can do a lot of good, but we'll make mistakes. And whenever we commit a mistake or a sin or grievance or a wrong against Allah and against others or against reason, there's sins against reason. There's sins against truth. There's sins against, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, says there's 10 kinds of sin. The old sin, the new sin, the big sin, the small sin, the one you did on purpose, the one you did accidentally, the one you know you did, the one you don't know you did, the one you did in public, and the one you did in private. That's a lot of sins. But if we become aware that we're making a sin, Allah says, seek refuge in him. And he says that he has forgiveness bigger than any sin. He said if you had sins as big as the earth, he has forgiveness bigger than that. We need to learn to forgive,
each other and forgive ourselves. We need to learn to that sometimes we're going to be strong and sometimes we're going to be weak. We need to realize that sometimes we're going to live truth and sometimes we're going to try to live lies. And Allah says, O you who believe, save yourselves and your family. Save yourselves and your family from a fire that is made up of men and made up of stones, made up of human people who are tender-hearted, right-minded, trying to do right. And it's made up of stones, people who are harder, colder, just keep doing wicked stuff over and over again. We talked about the jinn sometime, and we know that the jinn is related to Satan because the jinn is made of fire. The jinn doesn't have to obey Satan, though. They're related. They're made of fire. Satan was one of the jinn. He was the chief of the jinn. And his children naturally will be jinns. But the human children have a father, and his name is Adam, the prophet, peace be upon him. He's made of the natural creation. He's made of water, which is the total opposite of fire. In fact, Prophet Muhammad, the prayer of the peace be upon him, said that if you would, if you committed a sin and you ask Allah's forgiveness, he said that the water, the nature, your true nature will put out the fire. If you give in charity, your charity is such a quenching thing. It's such a blessing for other people that the charity has the nature of putting out fire, like water, extinguish sin like water extinguishes fire. Charity, being righteous, giving the tzedakah, thinking rightly towards others, give up the, stop lying and backbiting and bothering people and annoying people and being part of the culture of the bad habits, the bad behavior, and the bad behavior and the sinfulness of a society like this, which has been attacked and actually has a lot of its nature and ways made directly by Satan, by the hands of Satan, by his ideas that he put in the media that he feeds to them through movies and stories, the sitcoms, the music, the publications in the schools, the rules in the schools, the laws of the land and the laws of the neighborhood or the county or the city. All of this stuff has been Satan and his so-called politics. I'm here to tell you, Satan uses dirty politics on you, brothers and sisters. Don't follow the dirty politics of the society. Follow the clean rules, laws. Follow the truth. Follow the real reality of Allah, and we'll be safe. We've talked about this before. You already know it. Inshallah, the Jummas encourage you to stay on the right path. The Jummas encourage you to read the Holy Quran. The Jummas encourage you to keep your faith in Allah and keep your faith in his messenger. The Jummas encourage you to pray your prayers and to remember Allah in whatever you do. It encourages you to pray to Allah and to remember Allah. We call it Salat and Dhikr. The Jummah, the teacher at the Jummah is supposed to encourage you to practice al-Islam, to keep giving in charity, to remember that Allah rewards charity and that evil will never outstrip righteousness. Evil will never be bigger than righteousness for the person who is trying to practice righteousness, because every time you do a bad deed, you get punished to the extent of the bad deed. Allah says many times he forgives that. He is the all-forgiving, and he's the most merciful. He's made a rule for himself to be merciful to you. That's a rule that Allah has placed for himself. He has inscribed for himself. This is what the Holy Quran said. He has inscribed for himself the rule of mercy. And the Holy Quran also says that Allah will never oppress you. He said it is man who oppresses his own soul by listening to what Shaitan or Satan tells him through the media, through his lies, through his bad suggestions that he whispers to us and says, make us think, that's a good idea. Maybe I'll do this. Oh, let me, I see it right in front of me. Let me do it. Oh, this is very popular in the land. Let's follow what's popular in the land. No, brothers and sisters, we're here as Muslims to create a whole brand new mandate for the society, a whole brand new way of living for ourselves and our families, to create a whole brand new order to show, offer, to perform in such a way that we're obviously offering the world a better way of doing things. No, it's not going to be popular all the time. Some of it, they never really seen it before. We as Muslims, we are brand new people. Allah says you're the best people, though, evolved or brought forth for the benefit of mankind. I hope you understand what I'm talking about. I hope you believe what we're talking about. And what's wrong with you being in the first place? What kind of person are you running around talking about the Jews? You know how this society is. Oh, the white man, you can't beat the white man. You can't beat the Jew. Or you can't beat, you can't. Allah created all of these people. Allah created these cultures. He let them have these cultures and their preferences. Allah let them have the material world, their ability to move around the material world, and they love it. They love being able to move against you or to move like they like to move. They love doing their own thing. They sing songs about doing their own thing and doing what they want to do. They love that. And then you encourage them by supporting or clapping for them. You encourage them by not saying anything or doing what they do, following them. You encourage them in their wrongdoing because you don't say nothing or give them enough opposition in the evil they're doing. I know you don't think that way about yourself. That's why most of the time or many times you fail. Because you don't want to see that. You don't want to see a big gap or a big divide between you and the wrongdoers. You don't want to feel out of place. You want to do what the so-called Joneses are doing, the Wrongses. You want to do what they do, and so it causes you problems. They don't burn because they made a fire. It don't bother them because they're hard as a rock. It don't bother them because they are the children of the devil. And they love the devil. The devil rewards them with all kinds of stuff, all kinds of material rewards. They kill people to get their property. They kill people to get their money. They kill people to make people feel stupid and to make people afraid of them. They murder all the time. They murder with their mouth. That's that backbiting and stuff. And misleading others. Allah says in the Holy Quran that misleading others from the way of Allah is the worst kind of sin you could be doing. To reject Allah and associate partners with him is the very worst. And that's the sin that won't be forgiven unless you repent, supporting Allah wholeheartedly. And Allah doesn't need your support, but I mean answering up to what Allah says and doing what you're supposed to be doing and being fair with Allah. Don't be unjust against Allah, and he's got nothing but goodness and justice and benefits for you. So don't support the wrongdoers in what they're doing. What's wrong with you being in first place? Nothing wrong with you being in first place. Allah says you're in first place. He's made the first place for somebody, and it's not them. It's not the evil ones. Don't be listening to people when they say, you know, Jews are God's chosen people. Who made up that lie? Allah doesn't say it in the Holy Quran. They had chances to be God's chosen people. They were sent righteous prophets one after another. They were sent Moses. They were sent Jesus. They were sent Abraham. They were sent Suleiman. They were sent, of course, Adam, our father. All of them were sent so that they would have an opportunity to be righteous. And Allah calls them to be righteous and to not behave in a way that shows that they will follow Satan. but they get too much gain out of it. They want to run over you and take your stuff. They want to bring drugs across the border and poison you with it. They want to bring drugs across the border and poison you with it, and you hear every day that people are dying. Sometimes it's famous people are dying from drugs. You hear now that they're beginning in America to slaughter people by the half dozens and the dozens because of the craziness that is being imported into this society. It's becoming, if you keep doing, if you keep allowing wrong to exist, if you keep supporting wrong, if you never say nothing against wrong, then after a while they think that wrong is right. And the next thing you know, it becomes popular, and that's what people do. In this society, they promote the criminals. They put it in the movies. There's so much violence in the movies. There's so many guns here. There's so many lessons on how to be insane and crazy, how to be corrupt and unforgiving and without mercy, to be thoughtless in your abuse of others. That's what happens in this society. And somebody might say, well, why don't you leave? Why should I leave? The earth belongs to Allah to give as a heritage to whomsoever he pleases. He says it over and over in the Holy Quran. They're the ones on borrowed time. They're the ones who are trespassing. They're the ones who have chosen to follow Satan, the devil. They're the ones with the bad luck, but they try to make it look like it's good luck. These are people who love dollars, love gold, love silver, love all kinds of land and all kinds of material things because that's their mindset. They love the life of this world. Allah says each one of them wish they could live 1,000 years. You read that in the Holy Quran. Don't you believe that? You can't see the inside of their mind. If you did, you'd probably go crazy. You can't see the inside of their mind and how much they really, really hate you. You respond to little silly stuff like, oh, your skin color, or oh, you can't read. If you study the signs of Allah, which he says are everywhere, you'll have a common sense that they don't have. They might have science, but science is not higher than divine knowledge, and science is not more natural than the common sense that Allah puts inside of every human being. I hope you hear what I'm saying, what we're talking about here, brothers and sisters. Nobody teaches like us. Nobody will wake you up like we do, like we try to do. Stay with what we're talking about. Stay with what the Muslims are talking about. We're trying to wake you up. We're trying to wake you up. Don't let the life of this world frighten you because you don't have all the things, all the things. Look how many people are destroyed because they love all the things. But they don't love Allah. They won't listen to people who love Allah. People try to help them. They still won't listen. But they're not listening to you. They keep hungering after and hankering after the examples that they see from the people who keep telling them the wrong things to do. The politicians, the bankers, the actors. All of these people, the frightening murderers, these are the people that should not be frightened Muslims. These are the people that should not be followed. But unfortunately, we follow the materialists. We follow the materialists instead of following Prophet Muhammad, the prayer and the peace be upon him. That's why they had wars. The Prophet never started no wars with them. They were trying to kill us. Allah tells us to be what? Peacemakers. That's what your name means. What's your name? Muslim. Muslim means one who goes towards peace, who surrenders to Allah, and Allah has made peace to be your order. Our religion is called that too. Islam, al-Islam, means peace, order, decency. That's what our religion means. We're to follow that way. We're to follow that way. The Prophet, peace be upon him, used to help people so much until his family said, they didn't say, are you crazy? But it suggests that. It suggests that you're helping everybody else. Your own family needs help. But Allah had made him a person that was outgoing. He would reach out to help others. and he would give. But Allah had to stop him to the point to where Allah says, don't give until you become blameworthy, because then you're going to be hurting the righteous, but you're going to be helping people who are just in love with the material side of life. But that just goes to show you how honest, how good he was, how fair he was, how charitable he was. That's why Allah always put angels all around him, because he was the type of person that was for the good of mankind. He was a person that was for the good of mankind. Even the jinns loved him. Even the jinns loved Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him. It's in the Quran where they said, we have heard one who calls, and we have heard this caller, and we believe what he's talking about. And we're going to go back and warn our jinn people to stop doing what they're doing by following Satan. It's right in the Quran, brothers and sisters. Read it. These are the things we need to be pondering over and thinking about, so that we have the psychological and the intellectual and the moral and the spiritual ability to check ourselves, to stop ourselves, slow ourselves down, stop and think, and to use our minds properly and wisely. Use the knowledge of Allah so your wisdom can grow. Use the Holy Quran and think about what it's talking about so your wisdom can grow. And you will see something, if something bad was going to happen to you, you'll see it before it gets there. You'll have a plan instead of just going wildly and insanely through the society, which is already set up to try to get you. There's a lot of people that want what you have. They're waiting in line to get what you have. They would love to have what you think is not that worth, is not worth that much. They'll take those things. Don't you see how eagerly they pick up cans and bottles and clothes and toys that look broken stuff, and they fix that stuff up, clean that stuff up, make it look as new as possible, turn around and sell it back to you or your neighborhood. Because they love the life of this world, and they know the value of some things that you reject as being valuable. Unfortunately, brothers and sisters, some of us reject our own selves as being valuable. Oh, I don't think I'm nothing. Oh, if I can't get more, if I don't get more and more and more in a big old pile of something, I'll think I don't have anything. Brothers and sisters, the Holy Quran, Allah says in the Holy Quran, read as much as may be easy for you. Read as much as may be easy for you and think about it. Allah tells you to obey it. He tells you to learn it. He tells you to obey it. He tells you to study it as it should be studied. You heard that verse before. Study the Quran as it should be studied. And you might ask yourself, how can words help me? I need some dollars. That's why a lot of people go crazy, because when the dollars are gone, they go completely nuts, because it's the plan of Allah, it's the words of Allah, it's the spirit of Allah, it's the truth of Allah that's designed for your mind to read and to study it and to grow. Allah says in the Holy Quran, this is a verse, he has made you that you may grow. He has made you that you may grow. Talking about your mind, you're only going to grow physically so far. Some of you eat too much anyway, and you've overgrown the limits of where a human being's normal and natural body should be. But he's talking about your mind, your psychology, your spirituality, your thinking, your morals, your integrity, your honesty, your decency, your trustworthiness. Allah is saying he has made you that you may grow. He has made you that you may grow. Don't follow the life of this world, because they're not going to tell you that. They're hiding knowledge from you. Don't you know there was a time in this society for hundreds of years where segments of the society was not allowed to get knowledge so they could grow? There were people that were kept from knowledge. It was a law against them getting knowledge because the evil ones didn't want their minds, their hearts, their thinking, their feeling, their decency, their morality, their spirituality, didn't want them to grow. Now, I don't know who you listen to strong enough to replace me. You should stop listening to them, because I'm telling you the same kinds of things that our great leader, Imam W.D. Muhammad, told us years and years and years ago that I kept. He's still alive in me, and he will continue to live. People like that, we should continue to live in you, brothers and sisters. Don't snuff us out. Don't let the devil get us. Don't let the devil lie and backstab us to you. We should live in you from now on until you get strong enough with the Holy Quran to teach this to others so that you will get the benefit of being a teacher. Allah says in the Holy Quran, teaching benefits the believers. All the believers around you should benefit from you being alive, because they study. You know, one learned Muslim is harder on the devil than 1,000 unlearned worshipers. I was reading in the other day a report that said that one genius type person, one genius, has an IQ or a mindset, an intellect. One genius has a creativity and the ability to be stronger than in the moral and spiritual and living way in the life than 250 people. Allah tells us through Prophet Muhammad, the prayer of the peace be upon him, that one learned Muslim is harder on the devil than 1,000 Muslims, 1,000 unlearned people. So you're actually a better leader than the geniuses. There's no mandate. There's no mandate for people to follow a genius. They just say, oh, he's smart. He's bright. There's no mandate for them to follow a genius who the scientists say are 250 is smarter than smarter than 250 people. They only pop up about 200 about every 250 people. A genius comes up about every 250 people. But the Muslims, we have a mandate to get this knowledge that Allah has provided us. And this knowledge that Allah provides us is so powerful, so powerful, so powerful that one of us can get the knowledge to be able to be stronger and harder on the devil, even the devil who is, he brags about his intellect. His followers brag about his intellect. They benefit from his intellect. They make millions and billions off of his evil intellect. The Muslim is harder on the devil than 1,000 unlearned worshipers. You better see your value. You better wake up. We're going to go into the second part of the talk. May Allah bless each and every one of us. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum. Don't hang up. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala al-khair al-mursaleen Muhammad ibn Abdullah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Brothers and sisters, I hope that we're fit. I hope that we're fit, ready, able, willing to throw this truth at Satan and knock out his brain. Knock his brain out of existence. I hope that we're willing to do what the Holy Quran says. Verily, we hurl the truth against falsehood, and it knocks out its brain. I hope we're ready to do that. I hope you're ready to do that. I hope you're living like that. They think they natural-born killers. No, Allah has made us natural-born killers of the devil. We are natural-born killers of the devil and his evil ways. We're not murderers. We're giving him justice. We are natural. We are honest. We are purified. We are strong. We are clean. We are good. We have been shaped by the Lord of the worlds to knock Satan's brain out, knock Satan's brain out, to knock his lies out, his falsehood, his evil, his wickedness. And we avoid him and turn away from him. We reject him. We seek refuge with Allah. That's how we get saved. We're using the power of Allah. We're using the power of Almighty God. I know the word God is more accepted in this society than Allah's name. Allah said in the Quran, what, by whatever beautiful name you call him, it is well. But we like the idea that he's most merciful, Al-Rahim, that he's all-powerful, Al-Qadir, or Al-Qadir, and that he has so much might, Al-Qawi, Al-Mateen, that he is the provider, Al-Razak, of all of us, that he is Al-Ghani and Al-Mughni, that he's rich and he's the richest supplier of everything that we need, that he is Al-Rahim, most merciful, Al-Rahman, that he is so gracious to us, that Allah takes care of us. He loves us. Al-Rab, Rabbil Alameen. We love Allah. We are protected by Allah. We better wake up and realize it and quit thinking this world got some favors for you. They're not doing us no favors. Allah is the one who does favors for us and will continue to do favors for us. He loves us. Allah loves us. Allah will always be there for us. Who's helping me? Who's helping me? Oh, I'm in darkness. I can't see good. Who's helping me? It's Allah that's helping you. It's the creator of the heavens and the earth that's helping you. It's the all-powerful that's helping you. It's the all-knowing. He knows everything. He was the before and the after. Allah has everything waiting to share it with whomsoever he please. The earth belongs to Allah, and he can give this earth, this creation, to whomsoever he please. And he promised to help the believers. He promised to give the believers. He said he'll never give the unbelievers a way to get victory or triumph over the believers. I believe that. I love it. I love that. I love that idea, that thought. I keep it in my heart, my mind, and my soul. And then I work hard. I work hard. I work hard. I give in charity, not bragging at all. I don't want to give it away sometimes. I don't want to. Allah said in the Quran, sometimes you got to do things in spite of your own self. But Allah tells us to give. The prophet, peace be upon him, was told to give, and he would give until it would hurt. He would give so much, Allah had to stop him from doing that. His family questioned him, and he kept on doing it. But Allah said, don't give until you become blameworthy. Don't give until it hurts you. And then people can turn around and say, what a fool. No, but Allah rewarded him, didn't he? Allah gave him the biggest reward of any human being that ever lived. That's what's happening to us. We're his followers. We're getting bigger, we're growing, we're getting better, we're getting healthier, we're getting more. I don't mean physical health. I might not have any legs. Don't you know there was a president that used to run the whole world, the whole Western world, eh, Roosevelt, and he couldn't walk. And the Kennedy, his back was hurting all the time. Huh? Well, I'm not talking about physical health necessarily, even though he says the believers are beautiful. To respect the beauty and the health that he gives you, the Quran has shifa'un, gives you physical health too. Heals you, gives you healing, physical health too. But the psychological health, the mental health, no one in society can match it. The learned man whose mind is so advanced, her mind is so advanced, she's harder on the devil, she's harder on evil than 1,000 normal, decent believers. It's time for us to grow up, get mature, stop being babies, looking for baby stories to save us. I pray, but I don't get no answer. You got to put in some work. You got to do something. You got to give. You got to build. You got to think. You got to plan. You got to study. You got to learn things that work. The facts of life, the facts in society, the facts in society are part of the natural, normal reality of things. And they belong to Allah. Allah gives you facts to study so that you can say 1 + 1 = 2. 100 + 100 = 200. And another 100 is 300. So you work until you get that and be happy to get 300 and do something decent with it. You can't act like you make 900 when you only can produce 200 for 300, stop thinking about what you're going to do with yourself for yourself. Stop thinking all these benefit agencies are going to last forever. What skills do you have? What trades do you have? Oh, I'm too high and mighty to work at Burger King, or I'm too high and mighty to work at a shoe store. Oh, and then when I work at the shoe store in about a month or two, I got to have a BMW. Brothers and sisters, don't be insane. That's why the other races laugh at us, because we want the high and mighty stuff off the money they suck out of us. They can get the high and mighty material things. And we end up being the fools because we're unwilling to work for little things that we're willing to save up and add up. We're willing to eat good quality food, but it doesn't have to be expensive food. We're not thinking rightly. So they take all the stuff. We don't want to do nothing, but as soon as we get a few pennies, we looking to put on some silk stockings or something. That's the rich stuff. I don't know what it is now. We want the most expensive things. Look at the people in America. A lot of people are like that, not just black people, but African people. The ex-slave got that real bad. He wants to dress like the master, but the master used 500 people or 5,000 people on the plantation to get the big house that the master got and all the 20 horses, 20 white horses and all that stuff. That's what they do now. The educated and the learned people and the rich people, the financial people, the political people who know how to connect and work together, they are able to easily get all of what they want out of you, because they'll use the big masses of millions of people, and they'll have plans, schemes, and they'll be able to suck all of the wealth out of the ignorant people. Muslims shouldn't be ignorant if we're reading this Holy Quran. If we don't know which way to go, we should stand still and be thinking about which way should I go. And as soon as we see a little light, we should start moving in that direction and build and save and join with others who are trying to help us so we can get somewhere, or at least huddle together. Why should I have a five-bedroom house and I'm the only one living in it, and it costs me $4,000 or $5,000 a month to live in it, and I think I'm going to live in it forever? And if I can't live in it forever, I might as well be dead. You have lost your mind. I'm not bragging, but I've lived in my car for the last 3 years. I know it sounds funny, but I lived in the jungle of Vietnam, about to get my head blown off day and night for almost 2 years. Did they say, oh, okay, that's enough. You've been here 2 weeks. Get up. We're going to send you back home. No. They kept me there for the good of the whole. And that's what Muslims need to do. You need to work together for the good of the whole. We would eat out of little cans called sea rations. We would eat out of little cans, and we would have food. We would have the peanut butter. We would have eggs. All that stuff in little cans. We don't want to eat like that. We want to go someplace and pay $20 for one plate of food and may not even finish it, and think we're not going to hurt those couple of little dollars we got. No, you're going to destroy yourself, and the world's going to be laughing at you, while all these other people are trying to save, conserve, think how to save, how to squeeze. Brothers and sisters, going on. I apologize if I didn't answer all your questions, but I'm going to tell you something. We better be strong. We got to get stronger. Think of our brothers and sisters who are being denied water, a drink of water all day long, beat and kicked and starved. Not, they don't have a whole meal. They haven't eaten in a week what you've eaten today for breakfast. And they're being shot at. They're being bombed. They're Muslims. They say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Oh, Allah, please help us. Oh, Allah. They look across there, and they see their little baby with his head blown off, wide open, guts hanging out, and they have dried out because they've been laying in the sun for 3 or 4 weeks. They're all hustling around trying to bury each other. Some people don't get buried. They get They're under the rubble of those bombs that's being dropped on them by the children of the devil. You haven't heard, you haven't seen a lot of that on TV, have you? You haven't seen it. You've seen bits and pieces, and then they disappear all of a sudden like it's not even happening. That's because them hypocrites are running the media. Those devils are running the media. You better wake up and think. Allah will let you see right through what they're doing if you read the Holy Quran. You can guess how they are. You already know if you believe it strongly enough that they are the children of the devil, that they are Satan. They're his descendants. They're his generations because they're kin to him. Brothers and sisters, we're going to stop. May Allah bless each and every one of us and have mercy upon us and our friends and our relatives. We got believers all on the line, and they have relatives that they're very concerned about, and we ask Allah to have mercy upon them, give them their sins, paradise, and relieve them of the burdens that they're suffering. Pray for each other, brothers and sisters. Ask Allah to have mercy upon us. Forgive each other. Stop being hard on a Muslim, harder than you would be on your neighbors that you see at the grocery store who are not even from here. Don't care nothing about you. They only care about themselves. They wish you would die. That's why they don't feel bad when their ruffians and their criminals and their murderers cross that border and bring you drugs, poison you right in your own neighborhood. Your friends and street friends and neighbors and stuff are dying right in front of you. You're hearing about it. Why are the ambulance going down our street again? Already we're plagued with the viruses and the flu. But you got people here that don't care about you at all, and they can't wait for you to die so they can get your apartment or your house. I'm telling you, you don't believe this. You want everything to be all rosy and smelly and strawberries growing and stuff. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm showing you the reality that Allah says could be worse. But he's protecting you from a lot of mischief and evil of the evil one. We ask Allah to have mercy upon us and forgive us our sins and bless all of the believers the world over and protect our friends and our family. For guide us, O Allah, and let us be strong and let us not be surprised by the evil that the wicked ones are doing all around us when we think they're not doing anything wrong. They didn't come here for nothing. They came here to take and to take and to take. You have to be prepared, brothers and sisters. You have to be wise. You have to be smart. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. That means Allah and his angels. Allah and his angels do salute Muhammad. Oh, you who have believed, oh, you who believe, do you likewise and salute Muhammad. Prayers and peace be upon him. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Ibrahim ala Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma barak ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Allahumma barak ala Ibrahim ala Ibrahim fil alamin innaka Hamidum Majid. O Allah, reward Muhammad and the family of Muhammad. Exalt Muhammad and the family of Muhammad as you did exalt Abraham and his family. And O Allah, bless Muhammad and the family of Muhammad as you did bless Abraham and his family, for surely you are praised and magnified. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yunin waj'alna muttaqina imama. Our Lord, give us wives, mates, who will be a comfort to our eyes, and grant us the grace to lead the righteous. Rabbana aghfir lana dhunubana wa israfina fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna ala qawmil kafirin. Our Lord, forgive us our sins and anything we may have done that transgressed our duty. Spot out our faults and give us and establish our feet firmly and give us strength and establishment against those who stand against faith. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhabannar. Our Lord, give us good in this world and good in the hereafter and save us from the chastisement of the hellfire. Amen. Aqimus salat. That means stand up for prayer. Call the stand for prayer. أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد كامل الصلاة قد كامل الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله. Make your line straight, brothers and sisters. Stand shoulder to shoulder, foot to foot. Brothers and sisters, we have to make much more effort, mental effort, moral effort, spiritual effort. We have to make much more intellectual and mental effort to be successful in the life of this world and be patient. We were talking about standing up today, and we have to continue to stand, brothers and sisters. We only bow to Allah. We're going to bow to Allah now in our Jumu'ah prayer, in this prayer to Rakat. This is a hard prayer for all the Muslims the world over. I have to make this prayer unless there's some kind of an extreme emergency. We can't pray to Allah. Allahu Akbar. Bismillahi Rahmani Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Rahmani Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. الله أكبر.
سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا صراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. الحمد لله. تكبير الله أكبر. تكبير الله أكبر. تكبير الله أكبر. تكبير just means to say, you're telling everybody to say Allah is greater and more important than anything or anyone. Alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, we really appreciate all of you joining us today and ask Allah that he would have mercy upon all of us and give us our sins and admit us into paradise. And we understand, we definitely understand that we belong to Allah and we should be happy to belong to Allah. We shouldn't be ashamed. And don't let anybody make fun of you and you respond to them. Just keep on pushing. The Prophet, peace be upon him, the Quran says that when they do that, he says, just say to them, Salamun. I seek not the ignorant. Salamun, I seek not the ignorant. You don't have to say that to them. Say it to yourself. Keep on pushing, brothers and sisters. May Allah bless each and every one of us. We appreciate you joining us today. And may Allah bless you and your family. And inshallah, we'll see you again next week. Assalamu alaikum. We appreciate Brother Blog Talk Radio. and Imam Amin Muhammad. We really appreciate you all. You've been carrying our Juma for years now. So brothers and sisters, we are glad that you have some place to call when you can't get out to the masjid and listen in on what we are talking about. We're trying to continue to qualify ourselves to be better and better and better. And Allah says if any are grateful for what he gives them, he will add even more for them out of his bounty. Peace be unto you. As-salamu alaykum.